Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. Russian officials are claiming Ukrainian military saboteurs have launched an attack across the border, wounding three people in a small Russian town. Kyiv officials have denied any link with the group and blame the fighting on a revolt by disgruntled Russians against the Kremlin. Reporting from Kyiv, correspondent Anna Chernikova told VOA's Flashpoint program what she knows about the group that claims to be former Russian army recruits.
So, and the latest what we have from this Russian Legion, which is involved in this actions, so the Legion Free Russia, they announced that they are creating a demilitarized zone in Belgorod region, from where Russians would not be able to shell the territory of Ukraine. And they said that for the future, they are moving to free the whole Russia from Putin dictatorship in order to stop the war.
Neither of the events could be independent, or versions of the events could be independently verified. As part of NATO's massive spring storm exercise, dozens of British Royal Marines landed on the beach on the northern coast of Estonia this past weekend to test the ability of allies to rapidly deploy reinforcements to NATO forces in Estonia. The spring storm is the largest annual military exercise in Estonia, involving around 14,000 personnel from 11 NATO allies and partners. Commenting on the exercises, Estonia Defense Minister Hanno Pevkur said the war in Ukraine was a wake-up call for all NATO allies, especially those in Eastern Europe.
Is exactly what, and this is exactly why Estonia has increased our defense spending to 3%. Next year, actually, it will be even 3.2. So this is exactly what we are doing, and this is exactly why we, you know, advocate also for that the other countries have to do the same, because, you know, Russia as a threat will never go away.
This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden and U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy will meet later Monday for critical talks as time grows short to end the debt ceiling standoff. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president called McCarthy from Air Force One while flying home from Japan last night, saying it went well. McCarthy was also upbeat.
I believe it was a productive phone call.
One that led to negotiators resuming stalled talks, including North Carolina Republican Patrick McHenry.
The fact that the principals spoke made a big difference, reset where we're our guidance, and I think that was helpful.
Still, McHenry says there are obstacles, and the race is on, with Treasury Chief Janet Yellen saying June 1st is a hard deadline to raise the debt limit and avoid default. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Three western U.S. states have offered a landmark drought deal to use less water from the Colorado River for now. Associated Press correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
Arizona, California, and Nevada have proposed a deal to significantly cut their water use from the drought-stricken Colorado River over the next 3 years. It's a potential breakthrough in a stalemate over how to deal with a rising problem that pitted western states against one another. The river provides water to 40 million people in 7 U.S. states, parts of Mexico, and more than 24 Native American tribes. The plan would conserve an additional 3 million acre-feet of water from the river. An acre-foot of water is roughly enough to serve 2 to 3 U.S. households annually. Cities, irrigation districts, and Native American tribes in those states will receive federal funding in exchange for temporarily using less water. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
South Korean and European Union officials agreed Monday to step up cooperation on security amid tensions over Russia's invasion of Ukraine and North Korean nuclear threats. Following a summit in Seoul hosted by South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, along with European Council President Charles Michel, issued a joint statement condemning Russia's invasion of Ukraine as a grave violation of international law. As von der Leyen noted, they also criticized North Korea's ongoing efforts to develop its nuclear arsenal and Pyongyang's threats of a possible use of nuclear weapons against South Korea.
And just like we do not accept Russia's military aggression against Ukraine, we condemn the DPRK's constant nuclear saber rattling. We stand firmly by the Republic of Korea.
Monday's talks marked the 60th anniversary of bilateral relations between the EU and South Korea. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.